If you are very, very tired, you say you are all
pooped out.
If you use the word wear out, then you, if you're really tired, you'd say, I'm just
worn out.
Somebody that came home early from work, maybe, and because he what?
Sick?
What would you say? He
come home early from work, he was, because of his being sick, you mean? Ill, or?
You don't have to worry. He'll be well again.
Soon.
Somebody that got overheated and chilled and his eyes got all blurry and his nose was running. He caught, he what?
Flu.
And what would you say? He
caught the flu. Went to the doctor, I guess.
If it affected his voice, he would be...
Oh, he'd have a cold.
If he couldn't, yeah,
talk.
Yeah, he'd be too what to talk.
He'd be what now?
Too what to talk.
Too hoarse to talk.
I got a little...
cough.
I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
sleepy.
But I say at 6 o'clock, I'll...
get up.
He's still sleeping. You better go.
Wake him up.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you say, you ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Patient might answer, well, golly, I went some yesterday. I went some yesterday. The medicine.
Yeah. Took some yesterday?
And I'll wet some more tomorrow.
I'll take some more tomorrow.
If you cannot hear anything at all, you say you are stone...
blind. Oh, deaf.
Getting mixed up. If you've been working hard, you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I...
been perspiring or sweating, which one I want to use.
A sore place on your skin that has a lump, a core in it, what would that be?
A rising.
And the stuff that comes out of it?
Corruption.
A bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled up.
It's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, then you have a what?
Hole in your arm.
And that would be a?
Wound.
If you have a wound that does not heal clean, the stuff around it, the white skin stuff around it, what would that be?
What, dead skin? Is that what you'd call it?
Have you ever heard it called some kind of flesh?
Flesh, oh yeah, dead flesh.
Ever heard it called proud flesh?
Proud flesh, yes, I've heard it called proud flesh. But now that wouldn't be the skin though, would it?
I don't know.
No, the skin and flesh is two different things.
What is it?
The flesh is under your skin. The skin's on top, just like a peeling.
So what do you have to do to get rid of this proud flesh? What does it look like?
Well, it's more like just kind of like a ride, and it's swollen up, and you have to. Back in the olden days, they'd make poultices and put on them, like a biscuit poultice or something like that, to draw it out. See? But they have medicines now that you can use. I'm sure that'll take it out. They tell me that you can take one of those 400 vitamin E tablets. Put on there, it'll heal them right quickly. If you get burned, you can put some of that on there and it'll never hurt you much. Did you ever hear that? Vitamin E? I take vitamin E for my heart all the time.